3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I've been looking for something to help me crack a smile. I think that was just it. Sarah Huffman, who you've heard doing a wide variety of reporting for us for a while now, do you know that's her first official solo newscast? I don't know about you. I think that was excellent. That was a rock-solid performance. I mean, she's still crazy with the love for roller coasters and all, but man, she hit that one out of the park. So nice job, Sarah. Good to have you as part of the squad. That was nice. I'm going to take you back a little bit, although I will tell you, as I look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, I am looking at someone who took the time to text in and say, stop the martyr whining. Dude, I don't know who you are, but I got to think you're not that bright. And I got to think that maybe the show is not for you. That's all I'm going to say. You know, the last thing you want to do in media is invite someone not to listen or watch or read. But I'm thinking you just this may just not be for you. That's all. I'm not going to get too into it, but it is it's a good example. It's a good example of why something like what happened in D.C. with the targeted murder of two Jews at a Jewish event thrown at a Jewish venue by a Jewish group can be dismissed as, quote, martyr whining. How disgusting is that? Well, let me take you back now. So, some friends of mine and I are playing street hockey. We all want to be the Philadelphia Flyers. It's the early 70s. We stay after school to do it. It's a big, beautiful schoolyard. Big and beautiful seems to be a term that's in vogue at the moment. And we're playing street hockey. And it wasn't on skates because the playground itself, the schoolyard, was not flat. So it's just us in sneakers. We're elementary school kids, and each of us has a stick. And we've got a bright orange, hard as a rock ball, and we're playing street hockey. And out of nowhere, bunch of bigger kids who were junior high school age, come along. And again, we're elementary. I guess we were third grade. And these kids were 8th, 9th, 10th grade. I don't know how it works everywhere, but for us, we used to have junior high school, 7th, 8th, and 9th grades. And high school started in 10th. So these were junior high and high school kids who all attended the local Catholic junior high school and the local Catholic high school. And they came across the yard almost like it was a military maneuver. And they walked right up to us and they just hauled off and proceeded to start beating the crap out of us. And I mean some solid hits. Now, you could have taken the hits and maybe moved on, right? But it was what they were saying as they were doing it. They told us all that we were dirty kikes. They told us that we were dirty Jews and dirty Jewish SOBs and this and that, and all sorts of obscenities. And they also said, it's a shame Hitler didn't finish the job. I remember that to this day. And they proceeded to stomp us, but good. By the time we all got up, at least for me, I got a black eye, right? It's swollen shut already. I got a split lip. Clothing is torn. I'm in pretty crappy condition. Especially for a third grader. And I am the whole lip-sucking sort of blubbering. And I ran home. And I remember getting home and my mom was there and, oh my God, she broke down in tears. And why did this happen? And how did it happen? And how are we going to do this? And how are we going to do that? And blah, blah, blah. It just went on and on and on and on and on. But it was all directed towards me as the victim, right? I was the victim, clearly. My dad came home and he saw me. And he had a slightly different attitude. He said, come with me. We went down to our basement, down to the cellar, and he tossed a pair of beat-up old brown leather boxing gloves at me. These were the gloves he had worn when he was in the Army, and he was somehow, some way, like on the Army boxing team in Korea. And he said, you're going to learn how to fight. And he proceeded to teach me how to fight, how to box. My mom was appalled. I can remember to this day my mom yelling down the stairs, don't teach him that, don't teach him, blah, don't teach him. And he doesn't need to know that. And my father making clear to me, you need to know how to fight. You're going to get this forever. So you better learn how to fight, boy. And I learned how to fight. Now, around that time, as I said, the neighborhood still pretty much split. And it was the only example I had ever seen of it. And there was a part that said, well, you know, it's kind of like a one-off. You got some bad kids. Ultimately, I remember that somehow, some way, my dad got in touch with the priest who was in charge of the high school and the priest who was in charge of the junior high school. And he had a conversation with those gentlemen who in turn had a conversation with those boys' parents who in turn had a conversation, to say the least, with their boys. And it never happened again. Fast forward, I'm getting ready for my bar mitzvah. Right? It happens at 13. So I'm getting ready for my bar mitzvah. And you know what happens to Mr. and Mrs. Barg and folks like Mr. and Mrs. Barg in the neighborhood? Because we had this apartment complex about two blocks away from our row house, and there were a whole slew of Jews who had survived the camps and Jews who had fled the old Soviet Union. And they all congregated to this apartment complex. And this group, and I don't know that it was the same idiots that did us all those many years ago, but it was a similar mindset. They went out targeting these old men and old women who would walk, because none of them had driver's licenses. They had these little shopping carts that they pulled behind themselves, and they would walk up the hill to Castor Avenue to go to the store, to go get food, and then walk back. They were old then. They're dead now. They've been dead for decades. They were old people then, but they survived those camps and they fled somehow the Soviet Union and came to America. And these degenerates attack them, screaming at them, beating up little old ladies. Hitler should have finished the job. Die, you dirty Jew, die. And that's when I joined the JDL, the Jewish Defense League. There was a high school teacher in Philadelphia who set up training for the JDL. And it was in the basement again. I mean, we had, you know, Northeast Philadelphia, Oxford Circle, we had a lot of basements. Everybody had a basement. And we learned how to fight with the JDL. We had Jews who had served in the Marines. We had Jews from the Army, Jews from the Navy, Jews from the Air Force. We had Jews who were cops. We had Jews who were firefighters. And those guys came in the evening. Wednesday evenings, as I recall, is when we had these JDL trainings. And there were a whole slew of us that just learned really how to fight. And we went out there and we walked with those old men and those old women to the store so they could buy their chicken for dinner. We were not going to allow them to be attacked and victimized yet again. All the while I was doing that, My mother, again, God bless her. I love her, but she was like every other Jewish mother that I've met. Oh, no, 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 don't do that. It's too violent. Oh, no, 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 don't do that. Something could happen. Oh, don't do that. What happens if? What if they do this? And again, the response from my father was, you better know how to fight. And once you know how to fight, you understand a couple of things about fighting. Number one, don't ever start a fight. That was part of his advice to me. Don't you dare ever start a fight, but you damn well make sure that you finish it, or at least get to the point that it's just about finished. And whoever the person was who stepped to you, they at least are going to know that you fought back. And if you have the opportunity to protect these older people in the neighborhood, you have at it. God bless you. Go do it. That's your obligation. They survived Hitler's desire to slaughter them. Are we going to let them get killed on Castor Avenue by some jackass screaming about it? I don't think so. At least not on my watch. Well, I was 13 years old. So I see what happened in D.C. I share with you that disgusting text that came in. Stop with the martyr whining. Well, if you think it's whining, I don't know what to say. I really don't. I don't know what to say, except I don't care what you have to say. And that's not normally my mindset. I care what other people have to say. Generally speaking, I value what other people have to say. But if you don't understand it, then you don't understand it, and is what it is. But I wasn't, unfortunately, surprised by that. And so I am here to tell you, as a Jewish guy in America today in the year 2025, this sort of nonsense continues. Bibi Netanyahu called it out, said it's, you know, it's like the old blood libels against the Jews. They're always going to be around. Maybe someday there'll be, paradise somewhere. But it certainly isn't today. President Trump calling it out for exactly what it was. Now, this degenerate, I don't even want to mention the Delta Bravo's name, who's been arrested now. Terrorism, first-degree murder in the District of Columbia. The acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia is Judge Jeanine Pirro. And if you don't think she's going to do everything to nail that jerk's ass to the wall, then you don't know Judge Jeanine. Because I'm here to tell you that this is going to be a death penalty case. That's what it's going to be. And we'll see again who stands with this moral reprobate, who stands with the bottom feeder. Free, free Palestine. Yeah, I agree with you. Free. Free Palestine from Hamas. That's who's destroyed Gaza. Oh, I did this for Gaza. Did you? Can you find Gaza on a map, you moron? From the river to the sea. Tell me which river. Tell me which sea. Tell me what that really means. Oh, from the river to the sea. It just means, you know, everybody's going to live in peace. No. It means take every Jew in between the river and the sea and throw them in the sea. Oh, yeah, well. No, there's no, oh, well, yeah. This is one of those defining moments. This is why I have told you again and again, Am Yisrael Chai. It's all the Hebrew you need to know. Aside from, there's one other phrase you need to know in Hebrew. Ani lo medaber ivrit, which is Hebrew for I don't speak Hebrew. But the other one is Am Yisrael Chai. The Jewish people live. The Jewish people survive. And if this degenerate thinks that he's the one who's going to take us out, I got news for you, bud. We've been up against the best of them, right? We've been fighting back for thousands of years, and it is only through the grace of God that we have survived to this point. And we will continue to survive. We will continue to stand up to scum like you. And thank God Almighty that it is Judge Jeanine Pirro, who is the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Thank God that it is Donald Trump who put her in place and is standing against this. Because you know as well as I do, If it were somebody else there, this guy would get away with it somehow, some way. I'm not saying he would not be in prison. Not saying that. But I think Judge Jeanine is going to make it very clear to him what a death penalty case really is. And I wish her nothing but Godspeed in doing that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.